T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get it going right now. Your chance right now to win a pair of Royals Twins tickets, the first place Minnesota Twins, second best record in the American League. Caller number 11. Caller number 11 right now, 913-576-7610. Caller number 11, your chance to win Royals Twins tickets right now.
Ron, I can't. If I'm looking at this Tyreek Hill situation through the lens of the Players Association, where it's my job to defend a guy like Tyreek Hill, I don't see on what grounds the NFL can suspend Tyreek Hill. Now, they could try and hand one down, a 4-game suspension, a 6-game suspension, but in my book, that needs to be erased once he stands up to it and says you have no basis. The only thing that you're judging me on is a recorded conversation between me and my fiance that was being recorded, and I was unknowing of that. I was being recorded without my prior knowledge. To me, that should be A, impermissible, or what you're basically saying is I didn't speak in the fashion that's becoming of an NFL player, and that's a joke. Look, I've heard a lot of people make the comparison to Ezekiel Elliott, to Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith, and there really is no comparison. In the Ezekiel Elliott case, his accuser brought up 5 different instances of abuse and then forwarded the prosecutor photographs of her injuries. I mean, that went to court. There was someone that was alleging something against Tyreek Hill. In the case of Jimmy Smith, his former girlfriend, the mother of his child, took it to Baltimore County Circuit Court, alleging a history of substance abuse, illicit drug usage, and a history of being violent, physically violent, towards her. Again, this went to court, and there were allegations from someone. When it comes to Tyreek Hill, where's the court case? Where's the allegations? Where is the black eye on the NFL? I just don't know what leg they have to stand on to suspend him.
Yeah, I mean, what they would go with is it is conduct detrimental to the league. And
what's conduct detrimental to the league?
His comments, and especially when you combine it with what the league, first off, we know the league and Roger Goodell has power to hand down suspension. This is given to them by the agreement in the CBA. They have autonomy to hand down things that we've seen. Ezekiel Elliott was not charged in any kind of cases you brought up, but there was no charges to him at all from law enforcement, but he still got suspended 6 games because the league has the ability to make those decisions. Once the league said that things that happened to you prior to you getting into the league can be thought of as an offense, to me, when you listen to, no matter what, if it's illegal or not, from what they heard, that conduct combined with what happened before with her is detrimental to the league, and that's the leg that they can stand on. You talk about, man,
you just did was bring up the point of Ezekiel Elliott, and there is no comparison between Ezekiel Elliott and Tyreek Hill.
Well, just because we have not seen a case like this does not mean they don't have nothing to stand on. We haven't seen a case like this in the NFL, but hell, the commissioner has less power to make decisions in the NBA than he does in the NFL, and Donald Sterling lost his team due to things that he said on a recording
real comparison to what we're talking about with Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's a completely different conversation. The Donald Sterling losing the Clippers.
He lost his team on a secret recording.
Yeah. And Tyreek Hill doesn't own a team. He's a player.
Yeah, and he could get suspended for games because it's conduct detrimental to the league. When you talk about the power that Goodell and the commissioner's office has.
I don't see the comp between Donald Sterling Tyreek Hill.
The reason why he can't is because the only evidence we have is a secret phone conversation.
No, we don't have evidence. The only thing.
What do you mean we don't have evidence? We don't. They didn't hear the recording?
Okay. Yeah, but what's that
evidence? It's not the court of law that the commissioner's office is dealing with.
What's that evidence of is my point.
So
Roger Goodell is going to stand there and say, I expect NFL players to speak this way. And that is unbecoming of an NFL player.
I expect a second offender or a previous offender to not speak in threatening manners to someone who he had already had physical contact with before. And I've heard him say it. And yes, to me, as you can see how big of a story this has become, and a lot of it does have to do with all the, but the, as big of a story as it's become, that this is detrimental to the team.
Oh, a lot of the league. It, and the reason why it's become such a big story is A, because of his past, but B, a lot of us jumping to conclusions or filling in the gaps. I understand why we fans, we media, fill in those gaps, because a lot of times it just makes sense. And why would you give someone with that past the benefit of the doubt? But if I'm looking at this as a member of the Players Association, you're going to suspend a guy for 6 games because that's what the punishment is for conduct detrimental to the league, the league's personal conduct policy. That's a 6-game suspension that, sure, could be appealed down to 4 or 2. I don't know if it could be appealed down to 0. But if I'm the Players Association, I don't understand. The rest of it, Ezekiel Elliott, Jimmy Smith, whatever else you want to bring up, man, I can understand how a woman taking a player to court and alleging multiple instances of physical violence, how that is a negative reflection. But this is basically surrounding an audio tape. An audio tape where we're talking about one line. I understand the past, but as a member of the Players Association...
Well, if you understand the past, then you should understand why they have grounds to be able to suspend him.
But she... Ron, I would be right there with you if she's alleging something against him. But if there's no allegations of wrongdoing between the two of them, what are we suspending them for?
Because what he did and his history is conduct detrimental to the league. Whether she, like, it doesn't say that, oh, they can only suspend it if there, or they can only take action if there is a party who is trying to get another party in trouble or they are going to the police. No, it doesn't have to be that way. They have that type of power where even if anybody who Ezekiel Elliott came into contact with said, oh, no, nothing happened, but they saw the video on the boat of what he did, they have grounds to be able to suspend that. It's not just because if his fiance or his ex-fiance goes and approaches the NFL and says, this is what's happening. No, this was out. They heard the tape. And yes, it is completely, completely within their ability to do that.
And I'm not defending Tyreek. What I'm doing is looking at this by the lens of the Players Association, and they should be outraged. Outraged if Tyreek Hill is suspended, because that means that anyone, if recorded, unbeknownst to them, they say something that is a colorful, if they say something that is distasteful, that could cost them 6 games. That is an awfully slippery slope.
Yeah, that's not true. And I think you have to take into account everything that it is within him, and that everything that includes his past and his history, as someone that they can include his history as a part of it.
Fine. Anyone that has a history, however benign the history is, that can be brought up for all time. If you, while being recorded, unbeknownst to you, say something that the league deems inappropriate dating back to something that you did in college, again, outraged if I'm the Players Association, because that is a dangerously slippery slope.
I wish they'd try it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.